and 523. WDEL business stocks close in modest gains as investors gauge the fallout from the massive earthquake that struck off the coast of Japan and triggered tsunami waves that stretched from Asia to California. The prospect of falling oil demand from Japan sent crude oil prices down to $101 a barrel today. One day after its biggest fall since August, the Dow Jones Industrials up about 60 points or 0.5%, S&P up about 9, NASDAQ Composite Index up about 15.5% to 2,716. All right, WDL News Time now, 524. It hasn't made a lot of news here, but international Western broadcasters such as the Voice of America and the BBC World Service have been shrinking their international broadcasting, in particular in shortwave, as the Chinese expand their international broadcasting exponentially. VOA and the BBC are pulling the plug on their Chinese shortwave broadcasts, while the Chinese go in the opposite direction. International broadcaster Keith Perrin, founder of PCJ Media, joining us live from Taipei, but he has also worked in China, in fact, at China Radio International once upon a time. Keith, you've been following this ever so closely. You even had a report from a source about what happened before a Chinese People's Congress. What did your source tell you?
Well, last Sunday, at a private meeting held at the Politburo for the Chinese Communist Party, the head of the propaganda department, Li Chuqun, said to his staff, and this is a meeting that was unpublicized, that coming this year, China is going to spend $8 million to expand its international reach on internet, satellite, and on shortwave, and especially on shortwave to areas that other broadcasters have stopped broadcasting to, which is North America and Western Europe.
And so the Chinese still see value in shortwave, although you can find a lot of younger people on these shores who have never heard of it.
Well, in China, it's pretty much the same thing. Now, since around 2001, China has been actively building new transmitter sites in China, upgrading shortwave transmitter sites in China. And they're now even looking at taking over shortwave transmitter sites that are outside of China that were once used by Western broadcasters. So they're really, they see the potential there. They don't see it as an old technology. They see it as a technology that's, okay, right, 100 years old, but it can coexist with new technology. You know, we can't forget that shortwave in some parts of the world, Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, here in the Asia Pacific, shortwave is still a valid commodity for reaching an audience for information and news.
And lest we forget, countries such as China, India, Indonesia, they use shortwave for domestic broadcasts to some of their internal remote regions, and that's why then people would have a shortwave radio by which they could maybe tune in a Western broadcaster if it were there.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, in China, for example, like if you go to Tibet or in the eastern regions, domestic broadcasters use shortwave to reach the audience. And for example, in Beijing, Beijing People's Radio, which is the main radio station, they will also use shortwave radio for the outlying areas. Now, some people will say, well, Western broadcasters are cutting back because of jamming, which is complete rubbish because the jam is mainly concentrated in the downtown areas. And I mean, you know as well as I do, if you go, let's say, to the United States, let's take New York or Los Angeles, people are not going to listen to shortwave in those areas. But if you go, say, to the Midwest or areas that are more out of the way, you know, more people are likely to listen to shortwave. And in China, it's the same way. And the jamming is really only affected towards China and the United States. And I, not just myself, but other people find it really odd because here's China, which is a growing power, and it's expanding its shortwave network. Everybody knows of the very recent incidents of human rights in China, and Western broadcasters, who for years have been a voice for people in China, have said, you know what, China is not important to us anymore. But you know what, this is the other irony thing. China is, for example, going to the United States, buying up radio stations, and when I mean buying up radio stations, buying up the radio station's airtime, 24 hours a day. But if you're from the United States, right, and you go to China and you say, no, I want to buy airtime on a Chinese radio station, you're prevented it.
No, it's not going to happen. Only a few seconds remaining. Just tell us for a few seconds about the tsunami in Taiwan. Any effect?
Well, luckily, actually, the tsunami went around us. We had a tsunami warning for about 2 hours. But then it was lifted at 6 p.m. yesterday, Friday evening, and things returned to normal.
Okay, well, we will continue to monitor that. I actually have a thread to your article from PCG Media. If you, people go to my Alan Liddell blog at WDL.com. Keith Perrin, thank you for joining us from Taiwan.